Senator Ted Stevens appeared in federal district court today in Washington, D.C. to plead not guilty to charges of making false statements. He's accused of lying on his Senate financial disclosure forms and concealing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gifts. Stevens' lawyer pushed hard to speed up the trial and to move it to Alaska. From Washington, D.C., APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Senator Stevens arrived at the U.S. District Courtroom long before his arraignment was scheduled to begin. He looked relaxed, talking and joking with his lawyers, and sporting a navy blue tie dotted with American flags. The 84-year-old's wife was in the courtroom, along with dozens of reporters. Stevens stood next to his lawyer before Judge Emmett Sullivan as the charges were read, 7 counts of making false statements. Stevens didn't speak directly to the court, but his lawyer said not guilty. The Republican Party's longest-serving senator was released on his own recognizance and didn't have to post bond, but he was ordered to surrender his passport. Stevens' lawyer, Brendan Sullivan, asked for a speedy trial, saying the senator wants to clear his name before the November 4th general election. Mr. Sullivan pointed out that the indictments came down 28 days before Stevens faces a primary election and 98 days before the November election. Sullivan said this is the first time ever in his law career that he's asked for a speedy trial, but said that he's also never represented a senator facing felony counts on the eve of an election. Mr. Sullivan said, quote, "This is not a complex case, and it can be wrapped up quickly," and that he thought it would take a week. The prosecution was more skeptical and estimated a trial would take at least 3 weeks. Both sides said they could expedite the initial steps, so after a recess to look over schedules, the judge agreed to start the trial soon. It's tentatively set to begin on September 24th with jury selection. However, whether the trial starts in September in the nation's capital is still in question because Stevens' lawyer wants to move it to Alaska. Mr. Sullivan said he plans to file a change of venue motion. He said 90% of the witnesses are based in Stevens' home state. But Prosecutor Brenda Morris said she doesn't think that's necessary because her office already has plans to accommodate the 40 expected witnesses. The judge will hear arguments on changing the venue in about 3 weeks on August 19th, but the judge seemed doubtful that they'd move the trial after all the work it took to schedule it. Prosecutor Brenda Morris said her office would hand over most of the discovery information to Stevens' lawyers next week. That's the government's evidence, which it's been amassing for 4 years, and she said it includes video and audio tapes and consensual monitorings. Morris also said there are no plea offers available at this time. Senator Stevens plans to return to Alaska Friday and spend the congressional recess campaigning before the August 26 primary election. In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey,